Russian missiles slammed Ukraine today and throughout the weekend, leaving dozens wounded and several dead, just days after one of the deadliest attacks on civilians in months. Officials say strikes Friday killed at least 23 people, including children, in the central town of Uman. Ukraine is now reportedly planning a counteroffensive. NPR's Joanna Kakissis joins us for the latest from Kyiv. And Joanna, Ukrainian air defenses say they shot down 15 out of 18 Russian missile attacks over the weekend. So what did Russia hit?
So at least two of the missiles that got through, they hit this large warehouse in the central city of Pavlohrad. This warehouse exploded into this huge fireball, which set off all sorts of speculation that it contained a stockpile of weapons and ammunition. The blast wounded at least 34 people living nearby, including five children. And Russia's defense ministry released a statement confirming that Russia did launch the missiles from the positions in the air and positions in the sea to strike what it described as the Ukrainian military industrial complex. Russia said all the targets had been, quote, neutralized, but they didn't give much more information than that.
Now, you can hear these air defenses go off where you are in Kyiv. What's that like?
Yeah, I actually heard the air raid alert going off in the middle of the night last night. It actually woke me up. And then I heard the explosions, which were the air defenses destroying the Russian missiles. The missiles were headed to Kyiv as well. And it was a little bit alarming because, you know, I haven't heard air raid alarms for weeks.
So, Joanna, the attack on Uman was particularly terrible. Missiles hit an apartment building, killing at least 23 people, several of which were children. How have Ukrainians responded to this?
So, yeah, that was absolutely heartbreaking. The prominent Ukrainians that have been talking about it on TV, President Zelensky, top military officials, they're enraged. But so are people on the street. Everyone's talking about it and saying, like, I just can't believe that this is still happening, that the West should come to our aid. They should help us more than they're helping us. And we were in Uman and we saw this grief and anger pouring out everywhere. I mean, it was everywhere when we were there. We saw parents looking for their missing children, knowing that they could not have survived that explosion. And yet they were still hoping against hope that their children might be alive. And we met relatives and friends of a brother and sister, a 17-year-old Kirilo and 11-year-old Sofia, who were found dead later that day. And, you know, yesterday I watched this very emotional funeral on TV. It was broadcast on Ukrainian TV, and it was their funeral. And I just can't get this one image out of my head. It was their 6-year-old brother. And he was just despairing and crying, and his face was just full of anguish. And that's what Ukrainians see, too. They see this happening over and over again, and they're like, what can we do to stop it?
So what does the Russian logic appear to be here? What have the forces been targeting?
The Russian Defense Ministry has said as much, that we're targeting military infrastructure here, not civilians. You know, the Russians know that NATO has said, I mean, Jens Stoltenberg said that 98% of the weapons promised to Ukraine have been delivered. So there are weapons stockpiled somewhere. So there's a lot of speculation that the Russians are targeting these weapons ahead of this big planned counteroffensive to liberate Ukrainian land that Russian forces now occupy. But, you know, the Ukrainian military officials say, well, these missiles seem to miss a lot. And that's basically what a regional military administrator in Uman told us. He was very angry and said, you know, Russia may be targeting military sites. I don't doubt that. But they're hitting civilians and they're hitting children.
So Russia installed officials in occupied territory. They claim Ukraine attacked an oil refinery and killed civilians this weekend, too. Ukraine hasn't commented. Briefly, what do we know about these apparent attacks?
So we don't know much, but we do know that Crimea is an important part of the puzzle when we talk about a counteroffensive. The Ukrainians need to get Crimea back because it's useful for the Russians. That's how Russians supply weapons to other parts of Ukraine. And it's just a key location. So what they're trying to do, according to military analysts, because the, you know, top Ukrainian officials aren't talking about it, military analysts that say they're trying to hit the Russians where the Russians have weapon supplies too, in order to improve their own position ahead of the counteroffensive.
Ukraine appears to be gearing up for another big counteroffensive. Joanna, what have you heard?
We know very little, but we're preparing for it to start at any part of the east and the south. What I should note is that the Ukrainians say, yeah, we are starting this counteroffensive, but we're starting it at without the weapons that we need. We spoke to one military analyst today that said that Ukraine only really has actually less than half of the ammunition and weapons that it needs to mount a successful counteroffensive.
That's NPR's Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv. Joanna, thanks.
You're welcome.